Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. It is Becca Tilley, and we are scrubbing in again. So you want to hear a good story? My mom calls. This is like 2 days after the podcast was released. She goes, hey, well, we had just talked. We hung up. She called back and she goes, I forgot to congratulate you on your podcast. I was like, oh, thank you so much. She's like, yeah, I was, you know, listening, laying in bed. And I got through about 45 minutes of it. And, you know, I fell asleep. I'm all, okay, these are things you don't tell me. But she said the 45 minutes she heard were really great, that she was proud of me.
It soothed her right to sleep.
Yeah. I apparently have a very calming voice that lulls people to sleep. So don't listen to this while you're laying in bed. So I just want to say thank you, first of all, for everyone for listening. It's really great to be back and that we even have a number two. Really appreciate that. First of all, we have to talk about the Cigna commercial with McDreamy and Addison Montgomery. That was everything I needed. I didn't know I needed it, but it, like, I mean, they literally are kind of making fun of doctors on TV in a sense, but talking about Cigna and the benefits of their healthcare, and but they don't really interact together. So it made me feel like he was still loyal to Mayor. You know, when I first saw it was happening, I was a little bit nervous, but it felt good to see the gang, you know, back in action, except they're both gone from the show. So
it was rough to hear in real life. She had a brain tumor.
Yeah. So
it made me paranoid.
Amy is really having a hypochondriac moment now. We're really glad that Kate Walsh is okay. But now Amy's having...
Well, whenever I read something that someone has, I have that disease where I think I have it.
It's hypochondriac.
Yeah. So I've forgotten if I wanted to say radio silent, but it came out rocket scientist. So I'm like, oh, that, do I have what Kate Walsh had? I'm trying to.
You don't have a brain tumor. You are simply a hypochondriac.
You know who did that for me? It was John Ritter.
Oh, I know.
What?
He had a thing in his heart.
I know.
That was just like a time bomb his whole life. And then he died.
And no symptoms.
No symptoms. No nothing. They said, yeah, it was always there.
Yeah.
Guys, no way to test for that.
This is the only, we can only live our life. We're fine until something happens.
My brother always says, it's all good. Don't worry about it, because a meteor could just hit you.
Yeah. Or an earthquake like last night.
Can okay. I just, please, Becca will tell the story, but this is the text I got, all caps, from Becca. I'm freaking out.
Okay, well, I am a Louisiana girl at heart, and we don't have to worry about earthquakes where I'm from. Actually, we don't really have to worry about anything where I'm from. I was trying to think, is there anywhere safe in the United States where you're not dealing with Mother Nature, natural disasters?
Louisiana had a pretty significant hurricane back
in
2005.
Yeah, but I'm from northern Louisiana.
Oh.
It didn't affect us, really. So maybe that's my plan.
Tornadoes? Tornado?
Like a warning every now and then. Yeah. Let's knock on wood for Louisiana.
Tell us how you experienced the California earthquake.
So I'm laying in bed. My younger sister, Caroline, was in the living room with one of her friends. And so I had gone to bed. I was, you know, finally just about to doze off. And I locked my door at night. I don't know if I
Your
think.
Bedroom?
Yeah. Sometimes it's just like, who might come in? I don't know. In college, people used to come in from the bar and jump on my bed. So I think I got used to locking my door at night.
That seems unsafe.
Really?
What about in an emergency? No one can get you out.
I just unlock it.
But what if you're like asleep and there's a fire?
Well, you gotta live life until something happens. Okay, so anyways, I thought someone was aggressively trying to get into my bedroom. I thought my door was shaking, and I'm like, someone's robbing us and they're trying to get in here. So I get up and I'm like, Caroline, and she doesn't answer. So I'm like, they already attacked her. She's gone. Now what? So I finally go out, and she and her friend are sitting there, and they're like, oh my gosh, that was crazy. We were outside, and we saw the tree shaking and everything. So I naturally text Amy, say I'm freaking out. She calls me, you know, to reassure me that it was big, but not as big as it could have been, and that once the bad part was over, we're fine.
It was actually quite small. It was only 3.6, but it was centered right by our house.
Right. That's what it was, because I talked to my other little sister who is in Studio City, which is northeast. Is that where it is? In the valley?
Yeah. Well done. Compass?
And she said she kind of felt it, but thought it was the air conditioning turning on. So. But if you know my baby sister, that just makes sense in general.
So you're better than me on social media, but the tweets.
Oh, my God. I saw someone say this. Earthquake Twitter is the best Twitter. Like, you immediately check it, and they are the funniest. Chrissy Teigen obviously comes in with the clutch all the time. She tweeted John and was like, don't worry about calling me. I'm fine. It's all fine.
It's not an earthquake until you tweet about it, is what a lot of people write.
Yeah, it's not. Anything significant that happens, it's not real until it's tweeted about excessively.
As we're doing this, I think we should get like an on-call doctor that's just at our beck and call for this show.
I agree.
Because I'm reading something on People magazine that is terrifying me about a boy falling at the gym that led to sepsis. Oh my God. We've got to get a doctor so we can just call them. I have one. I'm going to text him and have him on standby.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. I love that. He's on call.
I used to date him.
Oh. Anyways.
I messed up.
Speaking of dating, should we go into our next topic? I have a question that we're going to talk about real quick, and I have thoughts on it, but I'm kind of conflicted on what I think. Should Nicole Kidman have kissed Alexander Skarsgård on the lips at the Emmys? What do y'all think? I mean, personally, the photo and video of it with Keith standing in the background, I think, is what really made the situation almost worse than it would have been. Do y'all agree with that?
Here's my take, if you don't mind.
He's married, so.
Mark is married.
As an actor, you have to deal with that sort of thing. Keith Urban has to deal with all those scenes she had with him, the sexual scenes in the show, the physical violent scenes in the show. But that's acting.
Right.
It's not acting at the Emmys. You don't have to do that. There's no reason to. There's no one asking you to. It's not in any script. So it would bother me.
I loved it. I'm a lip kisser, so I'm all for it. It doesn't mean she's not cheating. It's a peck. Cute little peck.
But was it? I felt like it lingered a second.
There was a face hold?
There was a face hold, and there was a lingering. It wasn't like a hug and then a kiss on, or a kiss and then a hug on lips. It was like a face hold kiss, kind of a lingering kiss.
Are you a lip kisser with anyone?
I'm not.
I mean, I got a two hands full.
Hands full of people that you lip kiss?
Bennett, Jeff, another Jeff, Chris Soules. It goes on.
I mean, if someone goes in for it, I'm not like turning my cheek, you know? I try not to make things more awkward than they should be, but I don't know if there was just a moment if she was so excited and it was just this exciting moment and they did have these intense, emotionally sexual driven scenes in that movie and it was just kind of like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting, we won, and it just happened and lasted a little longer than. But here's the deal, before we get to our first caller, Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman are so in love with each other. So at the end of the day, it doesn't seem like it was a problem. I saw after photos of them, like, just almost like no one was even around.
Right, and she went right on to this. Oh, no, that was different because I'm remembering her speech where she's crying about him.
They love each other.
Yeah.
So whatever. But okay, we have Lauren in Orlando. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, Becca.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm so great. So what do you think about this kiss on the lip thing?
Okay, so I'm just extremely, like, indifferent towards it. I really don't know because, you know, they filmed a movie together, and, yeah, it's okay to kiss, you know, on set and on screen and stuff, but, I mean, her husband was literally sitting right there, and I just don't think that, like, Ellen Pompeo would kiss Patrick Dempsey even though they kissed for 10 seasons.
God, I wish they would, though, you know. Really rooting
for
them.
I know, me too.
Wait, okay, so are you married or do you have a boyfriend or are you in a relationship?
So I have a boyfriend. We've been dating for 5 years.
Okay, wow. Okay, so if he was in a movie with someone, and then that co-star won an Emmy and he grabbed her face and gave her a lingering peck on the lips, how would you feel?
My boyfriend would probably be single by the time we left.
Oh, interesting. So, yeah, so you aren't quite as indifferent as you thought you were.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just depends because it's not really, like, my field. But I guess if I was in her shoes, then it might be I guess, acceptable, but I don't know. Like, I wonder what he's thinking.
I'm sure they had a very lovely conversation in their Australian accents and made up. And
I was more concerned that Alexander Skarsgård was going to have that red lipstick on him for the whole speech, and that would have just killed me.
I mean, I completely agree. And this is something that, you know, it didn't happen, like, in private. This is in front of thousands of people on national television. So I'm sure everybody has comments about it.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can't really do anything without people having, you know, what award show was that where she was clapping kind of weird? Mm-hmm. Like, Nicole Kidman's just like, can I ever go to an award show again without being just ridiculed, controversial?
This is true, but I mean, it is Nicole Kidman, and she's like, I feel like she just owns everything she does, so maybe she won't feel too bad about it.
Maybe she meant to do it. Maybe she tried to do it to be controversial.
This is true. This is true.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. Thanks for listening.
Of course. I just wanted to say I love you so much. I have your tweet notifications on. I'm at work right now, so this is very secretive, but I'm so happy I got to talk to you.
Well, they'll never know. Thank you so much.
All right,
have a good day.
You too.
Bye. We have Erica in Utah. Erica, are you there?
Oh, my gosh.
Hi. How are you?
I'm freaking out, literally freaking out. I have your tweet notifications on, and I'm doing my homework, and I see my phone lit up, and I'm like,
it's time.
Oh, my gosh, I have to call.
It's time, and you made it happen.
I cannot believe this. Nothing cool happens to me. I cannot believe this.
Oh, my gosh, this is amazing.
I'm sorry, this is it for you.
I was about to say that, but I didn't want to be that self-deprecating. I wanted to be like, I'm so sorry that this is the coolest moment, but.
No, Becca, no. I'm literally freaking out. Like, I'm like shaking. I feel like I'm so happy.
What homework are you doing?
I'm doing my health quiz on actually stress and relaxation, but I'm a little bit not relaxed right now.
Can you give Amy some relaxation tips on her hypothetical tumor that she thinks she has?
Oh, my gosh. She must be watching too much Grey's Anatomy. You should just, you know, stress. You got to be super calm. Do some mental relaxation before bed.
This is good advice, Erica.
You breathe in the peace. You breathe out the calm.
And you know what our theme is today? God. Our theme today is live until something happens. Okay, wait. So let's get to the topic. So do you think that Nicole was wrong for kissing her co-star?
Yes. I watched the video. I was like, what? There's no way. Like, I cannot believe Keith just smiled. He just casually smiled.
It was like a nervous smile, though. Like, is this really happening?
I loved it. Go, Nicole. I am going to be lip kisser for life.
Amy's a lip kisser.
Really?
But I will say, interestingly, I am a lip kisser with one really close guy friend who's married. But when I'm hanging out with him and his wife, I don't lip kiss him.
So you're respectful.
No,
it's more that I just feel like, oh, that's kind of weird if I did it in front of her. But like when we meet for lunch, it's fine.
Amy, this is literally what happened is she did it in front of her husband.
But maybe that's better.
It's the weirdest thing.
I may be dirtier because I only do it when she's not there. It's like at least Nicole's like, bring what it. I got nothing to worry about. Alexander Skarsgård, you hottie. You know his brother is it.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
We've really gone off the rails here. Wait, so you disagree? Like, you would be upset if your significant other kissed someone?
I would be so mad.
Do you think
I would not be okay with it?
Do you think if it was some, like, kind of older, not so great looking man and she did it, would it have that effect?
No. Like, if he was a grandpa, fine. Kiss him on the lips. But this dude was cute. And he's just smiling in the background, like, did that just happen?
Keith is a very happy-go-lucky, it seems very relaxed, go-with-the-flow type guy. I mean, I know that it's acting, but even if he watched the scenes of them on the show, it couldn't have been comfortable. So that was he's probably like, glad that's all that happened. All right. Well, Erica, I'm so glad we got to talk. It was really, truly my pleasure.
Becca, you literally are my absolute favorite. Just so you know, I think you are too good. For Dean, so everyone who talks to you when you post pictures about him, I want to fight them all because you're the best.
Thank you. You're the best ever. Hope you have a great day. Get that homework done.
Okay. Thanks, Becca.
All right. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Now we got Leanne in Mississippi. Hey, girl.
Hi. How are you?
I still have my Southern accent. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
How are you? What's going on?
I'm good. I'm kind of in disbelief that I'm on the phone with you right now.
It's so exciting. I'm sorry that this is the highlight of the day, but we're here, and I want to know what you think about Nicole Kidman kissing Alexander Skarsgård on the lips.
Okay, so I actually don't think it's that big of a deal. I feel like today, actors and actresses, like, whether they're married or not, they're crossing boundaries with their, you know, their castmates all the time. So I feel like it's kind of accepted, and I don't know. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Yeah, Amy is totally doesn't think it's a big deal at all. Mark thinks he doesn't like it. And then I see both sides, but I think I'm just thinking if that were me and watching my husband kiss a hot girl, I would be a little bit upset by it.
Yeah.
But also I'm not an actress. Like, that's not my life.
Right. And that's what I'm thinking. So I'm married and I totally would not be okay with it. But I feel like from their perspective, it's a little different, you know, because they do that all the time.
Yeah, he was choking her up against like a wall at one point. So
I guess. Yeah, they kind of, you know.
Probably crossed lots of boundaries in the acting world. So,
yeah.
Well, that's good. I mean, I think it's one of those things. I think it just, the way it was shown and with Keith standing behind her supportively clapping.
I know,
it
that
just
was so looked, awkward though, for real.
I know. But they clearly love each other. So it was kind of like, okay, yeah. they're fine. They're probably laughing at everyone making a big deal talking about it on podcast.
They probably are. I agree.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for chatting with me.
Yeah, have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right, take care. Bye. All right, and now on to something a little more lighthearted and exciting and not awkward is the FabFitFun box. So, as I've said before, FabFitFun sends you the latest in beauty and fashion, fitness, and wellness every season. This specific box is curated by Juliana Rancic and the FabFitFun team. Yeah, I actually have the box in front of me, and so I'm going through it as we speak, and it's like live action unwrapping. Oh, we talked about this scarf last time. It is so cozy. It's like a blanket. That's for our Tahoe trips, Amy.
Yeah, I love it. Winter is coming.
Winter is coming. Okay, so then we have actually this lip pencil. JoJo was putting it on in her Insta story, and it was a really pretty color, but it was a little darker than I think when she put it on. But she told me, I texted her about it, and she goes, it's actually one of the prettier colors of a lip crayon that I've seen. So... Also, along with the makeup and the bag, we have some, looks like some shampoo and conditioner substitute. It's like a liquid apple cider vinegar hair rinse.
Oh.
So as you can see or hear, there's a lot of goodies in this bag. The best news about this whole thing is every single thing, all you pay is $49.99. So the value is $200 per box, and all you're paying is $49.99. But today for you, it's even less. So if you want to go to FabFitFun, use promo code Becca, that is BECCA, and you'll get $10 off the fall box. So go to FabFitFun.com, and don't forget the promo code Becca. Okay, so now my next guest is someone that I have loved for over a year now, and I could not be more excited to have him sitting next to me. Here we have the incredibly handsome, magnificent Lonnie Chavis.
Hey!
Now, if you don't watch This Is Us, you're a loser.
I wouldn't say that, but yeah, she's right.
Okay, he's being nice. You're a loser if you're not watching This Is Us. It's one of the best shows that's on TV. I would say since I started watching Grey's Anatomy, it's the only show that I've cared about since Grey's Anatomy. Which
I would
everyone
say that
in
too.
This room.
Yeah. Yeah, I've watched Grey's Anatomy like a couple of times. Not that much episodes, but a couple of episodes. Like a couple, but I'm pretty sure Grey's Anatomy is awesome.
awesome. I thought you were going to say lit because I feel
lit?
Like that's the word.
I'm pretty sure Grey's Anatomy. Let me redo that. I'm pretty sure Grey's Anatomy is lit. Okay, we're good.
We're good. God, I love you so much. I'm so happy you're here.
Oh my God.
Okay, so do you remember the first time we ever met?
Yes.
Where were we?
Dodgers.
No.
I mean, Chargers.
No. Look at his mom's here, and she knows.
What was the first time
we ever met? We met at that charity event for the LA Children's Hospital, and I followed you around like a creep.
Oh, I remember that. I was looking at you so creepily crazy.
Well, because you were like, why is this older lady following me around?
I had no idea who you were.
And finally he goes,
hi, do you need something?
Okay, no, that's not what happened, Lonnie.
Oh, right.
No, you finally, he comes over and he's like, hey, the other kids from This Is Us are here too.
Do you want to follow them around instead of me?
This is more embarrassing than I thought it was going to be, but I'm glad that you had forgotten that until I just brought it up. So that's but anyways, Lonnie, every time I've seen you since then, which has been like two other events, if there's dancing, you're in the center with a circle of people around you. Would you agree?
Yes, I would agree.
That happens everywhere
you
go.
Every time I'm dancing, like, some people try and make a circle around me, but then I, like, immediately stop because I don't want to make a circle. But, like, if it's, like, for an event or something, not even for an event, sometimes I just go with it. I don't really care. I love to dance. What can I say?
It's everyone is formed around you. You're being modest, but he just taught me some dance moves.
Yeah, I did.
They were very intricate, but we made it through. So your co-star, which you're not really a co-star with him because y'all never really have scenes together, but Sterling just won an Emmy. Did you know that?
Yeah, I actually did.
What did you were you proud? It's like you're the older version of yourself.
I was super proud, and I wasn't really surprised because he is a very professional actor and really great actor. He makes people cry. He fills our heart with joy. And he, like, it's like a TV show. Like, if he was on a TV show, even though he is, which is pretty weird, which is pretty good, actually. Like, if you watch the TV show that he's on, mm-hmm. If you watch This Is Us, if you don't, like I said, you're a loser.
I said that, and you said no, but now you're changing the game.
I said no, but then I said yes.
Okay, okay.
Now I'm saying yes. If you don't watch This Is Us, she's right, you're a loser. And if you do, I'm pretty sure you're crying your heart out.
It's true.
I'm pretty sure if you cry your heart out, you're gonna keep crying it out. You're like never gonna get out of that. It's like infinity crying. That's what happens to me. I'm just saying, doesn't happen to you.
Do you cry when you watch the show? Do you watch the show? Or do you just
Why wouldn't I watch the show? It's my own show. What?
I didn't know if you just watched the scenes you were in and then you're like, bye, I'm done.
No, I watched the entire show.
Do you cry?
Of course I cry. It's This Is Us. Who doesn't cry?
Okay. Speaking of, and I just talked to you about it as we were learning to dance, I was asking you about the push-up scene.
Yeah.
That's one that, like, really got the tears flowing.
That's one that, like, when we were shooting that day, it was a very emotional scene. Like, you learn that everybody is going to help you in this world. Everybody has your back, and it's a community that you really love.
Oh,
it's a strong, nice, very good community.
Were you emotional while filming it?
Yeah, pretty much. I was. I'll admit it. A little bit.
You're so tenderhearted.
Tenderhearted.
Yeah, you have a tender heart. Okay.
I do.
Wait, okay. Lonnie, how old are you?
I'm 9.
Okay. Lonnie comes in here and is so excited with so much energy. I mean, I barely talked to my mom when I was 9. I was, like, so antisocial, and you're just so full of personality.
I love my mom.
I know.
Hey, Mom.
He has an amazing mom. Yeah.
I mean,
I do, too, but, like, sometimes I don't want to talk to her, you know?
Sometimes you do get that, like, that moment when you get a little mad at your mom, but then you get out of that moment, and then you try and make it feel better by going upstairs and saying, I love you, Mom. And then you give her a hug. And then you do everything she says for, like, the rest of the day. That's what I do.
You are wise beyond your years. Is this true? Does he do that?
Wow. I do that.
Look at that.
Mom, I love you. Shout out to Najee Chavis. She's the best.
the cutest ever. Do you hang out with the other kids on This Is Us, the big three, or the other big two, I guess?
Yes.
You'll hang out outside of filming?
Outside of filming, sometimes, like, we go to events, and after that, we go to get, like, sometimes we go to get ice cream, like, go to get a drink together or something. Yeah, we hang out. We hang out. Well, not, like, drink,
what kind of drink?
As in, like...
Yeah. Like a Shirley Temple.
No. I meant to say, like, a restaurant or food. Sometimes Sprite, sometimes Shirley Temple. Yes.
If all goes well, Shirley Temple. Like, you go for a Sprite, but if all goes well, you upgrade.
Yes.
Maybe a milkshake if you're crazy. Okay, so the actors who play the older version of the big three, do you ever get to, I mean, y'all don't have scenes together, so do you ever see them, or is it very separate unless you're at an event or something like that?
It's basically not that separate, but if we're at an event or something, basically we have, like, they pull the adult actors to, like, go work. So we basically see them at a lot of events, especially the teens. We see them at a lot of events.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Mostly, like, every event. Ever since we started working with the show, we saw the teens a lot of places.
Oh, that's right. There's all the teens. And then you have, so it's three levels.
There's three
of
levels.
The big three.
And the adults, they're basically sitting in a VIP area. They're literally just, like, in front of us, just sitting in a VIP area. We're like, oh, they work with us.
Why are y'all not in the VIP area?
I mean, we are, but we're behind them.
Oh, I see. You're ranked in order.
We're ranked in order. So basically the teens are in front of us, we're behind the teens, and the adults are in front of the teens. And we're basically like, oh, the teens, oh my God, the adults are here. What a party.
I'd put you in the front if I had any control.
I wouldn't say that, but yeah.
No, this is my, is my situation.
That's your situation?
I'd put you in the front.
I like that idea.
We're going to talk to the execs about
Thank
this.
You.
Yeah. Do you have a celebrity crush?
No.
You're a liar. Yeah. I saw the way there's a cutout of Demi Lovato behind us, and you were staring at her. And you... I've seen pictures with Sophia Carson.
Yeah, maybe.
Sophia Carson?
Nope.
Oh, who?
Nobody.
Nobody?
Nobody.
Mom, who is it? Divulge.
Nobody.
There's not no one.
Nobody.
Okay. Who's your favorite actor?
Wait, I gotta bring that back to that question.
Okay.
I'm a single wolf.
Oh my God. Ladies, if you're listening, you're probably too old for him, but he is a single wolf.
Yes.
I like am. That. So single and ready to mingle with some Shirley Temples.
Yeah, that's pretty much my only love.
Shirley Temples.
Shirley Temples. My mom is at the top, though, and my dad. Oh,
yeah. Y'all have, like, one of the best-looking families I've ever seen. You have, what,
Thank
two
you
little brothers? Is that right?
Two little brothers, Tyler and Andrew. Andrew was 5. Tyler is 3. I mean, Andrew is 6. Tyler is 3.
And you run the show, though. You're the older brother. They probably follow everything you do.
Not everything, but mostly my mom and dad, they follow. But, like, if they're not around and somebody's babysitting, they listen to basically the babysitter. But they listen to me. Like,
so you're, like, fourth, like, in line.
Yeah, basically.
That's
I'm
not
fourth
bad.
In line.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. It's not bad. It's awesome. I can't wait to be, like, right there. It's, like, as soon as they saw something bad to me, it's going to be a... Go to your room.
Whoa. With a hand clap like that?
Go to your room. I cannot wait to do that.
I mean, you have learned a lot about parenting in real life and on the show.
Both, yes.
Yeah. Is what's coming? Can you tell us anything about this season?
I can tell you about, spoiler alert, I am not telling you nothing.
I have a game for you where I'm going to play rapid fire questions with you.
Rapid fire questions?
So you just answer the first thing that comes to your mouth.
Man.
Your mouth, your mind.
My mind? Whoa.
Okay, so 10 cc's is a medical term, but we don't know if that's too much of anything, but it's just something we threw in for fun. So there's a few repetitive question, so you're just going to have to answer the first thing that comes to your mind.
Oh, my God.
Are you ready? Don't overthink
it. I'm ready.
Okay. We're going to start. Are we starting? Starting. Okay. Starting now. Favorite superhero?
Spider-Man.
Is the dab still relevant?
Maybe, yes.
Can you dab for me? Oh, wow. He gave me a bunch of them. Celebrity crush?
Don't have one.
Oh, thought I was going to get you on that one. Mac and cheese or pizza?
Pizza. Oh, mac and cheese. I thought you said something else.
Favorite song right now?
Better Off Alone by A.O. and Tao.
What? Can you slow that down for me?
Better Off Alone by A.O. and Tao.
Have I heard that?
No.
Can we get a little clip of that? Just kidding. Can't get it. Okay.
Pay for the clip.
We don't have it. If you weren't an actor, what job would you want?
I am an actor.
So if you weren't an
actor. Oh, if I weren't an actor, I would be a singer. I can still be a singer, though.
Yeah, it's you're not limited.
Yeah.
So you're going to be an actor and a singer and a dancer.
Yep, and a dancer.
Is the Whip and Nene still relevant?
Yes, they still play it at, like, parties and stuff. I would say yes. Yes.
I do it to any song. I can whip a Nene to any song.
I whip a Nene in, like, songs that I don't know. Like, I just do
That's
a weird dance. Yeah.
It goes to everything if you want it to. Favorite school subject?
Science.
No. Okay, would you rather win an Olympic gold medal or an Oscar?
An Oscar.
Yeah,
an
okay. Oscar. Yeah, I was not expecting the hesitation there.
Yeah, I kind of, like, would you said that fast. So I kind of, like, had to rethink
it. Fast.
Yeah, you did.
Think you
said,
were thinking about what you sport said you're going to play in the
you
Olympics.
You said an Olympics gold medal or an Oscar. Didn't you say that fast? That was fast, huh?
Okay, if you were going to be in the Olympics, what sport?
Gymnastics.
I was about to
say I've been wanting to do, like, flips and stuff. I can't do a backflip at all, actually. I can't do a front flip at all. Can't do a side flip at all. Can't
so
do,
it's
like,
looking good.
Yeah.
We're really hoping for the Oscar.
I'm really hoping for an Oscar, but I'm also hoping to do flips. I really want to do parkour or flip off a building. No, not a building. Not a building. A small rock.
Oh.
Just that beginners.
Really took a turn there. Okay, so when is season 2 of This Is Us coming back?
This Is Us premieres Tuesday, September 26th at 9, 8 Central.
Okay, so aside from This Is Us, which is massively huge and one of everyone's favorite shows, you have another show. It's on Showtime. It's called White Famous.
White Famous, yes. I love that show.
What is your character? What do you do in it?
I play Trevor, and Jay Farrell plays my dad. Cleopatra plays my mom.
Uh-huh.
Executive produced by Jamie Foxx.
Oh, I played softball with Jamie Foxx.
Really?
Yeah.
That's lit. LIT.
Okay, when is it premiere?
White Famous premieres Sunday, October 15th on Showtime.
Look at that. Lonnie, could not thank you more for coming. You're the best ever.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so after we are done here, we are off to Vegas for the iHeartRadio Music Festival. And the best part for me is that we are staying at the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino, which is celebrating 10 years with all new rooms and suites. Anytime where there's burgers and french fries and anything of that sort involved, I am so down. And so Planet Hollywood is home to Gordon Ramsay Burger, which is a dining experience that only Gordon Ramsay himself can deliver. Planet Hollywood is also home to the Access Theater, which is Jennifer Lopez's show, Backstreet Boys show, Britney Spears show, and Lionel Richie's show. I've been to actually only Jennifer Lopez. Really great show. Heard the other ones are awesome, too. All right. And you can make your reservations now at planethollywood.com. Okay. So basically, this whole podcast, Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly, is about the TV shows that we should all be watching, the ones we should binge watch, the ones we should be expecting, the movies that are out, basically anything you should be sitting on your couch watching while eating your McDonald's hamburger. Joining us now from KTLA Channel 5 here in Los Angeles, we have entertainer reporter Sam Rubin. Yay!
Becca, the thrill of my life is this conversation. How are you?
You know what, Sam? I don't know if that was sarcasm, but...
No,
No, I'm just kidding. A little fun fact about my relationship with Sam Rubin, I filled in for him one time on KTLA, and it was probably the most horrifying, embarrassing thing of my entire life.
No, I'm sure it wasn't too bad. Did people see it? Did you get a lot of reaction to it?
I never promoted it or did anything to let people know it was an actual thing they could watch. So I kind of blocked it out until I just heard your voice again.
Okay. Oh, well.
But anyways, I do love you, and I love what you do, and you're so fun. And so I think it made me appreciate what you do so much more, because it was hard.
Well, that's nice of you to say, and it's always been my desire to go on The Bachelorette myself, so I could emulate what you do.
Perfect. We can work on that. I'll send in an application
right.
or nomination.
Thank you. Nomination, perfect. That would be great.
Yeah. Okay, Sam, do you kiss other females on the lips, like in greeting?
Oh, like the way this co-started with Nicole Kidman.
Exactly.
I have done it. Funny, I was just having a conversation with a friend of mine just a short while ago about this sort of similar topic, and it's terribly unfair to make these general, all people over 6 feet tall are this, all people who are from Iceland are like this. But my understanding and my own experience is a lot of people from Eastern Europe, like from Russia, will do a lip kiss or the double kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of my kids' friends' moms, often who are Persian, do the double kiss, which will sometimes bleed into a lip kiss.
Mm.
But in terms of a full-on necking, not that many. Or not as many as I'd hoped, I guess.
Okay, well, I could talk to you all day about anything, but we're here to talk about what shows we should be excited about coming out this fall. Do you have any that you're on the lookout for?
Well, there's a couple that come to mind. I don't know if you've seen, in the L.A. area, what's funny is I think more so than other parts of the country, there's really this effort to clue us into things. So there's bus boards and billboards. I mean, they do it everywhere, but I think they particularly do it in L.A.
Yeah.
So I really like Freddie Highmore from Bates Motel. And this, have you seen more billboards for The Good Doctor than any other show?
Yeah.
So I have. And so anyway, that one sounds really interesting to me. It's from the people who did House. And the idea that this guy has autism, but is also a savant, so he's kind of this super duper genius, makes that one seem kind of appealing to me. So I think that potentially could be a good one. Then a lot of shows are coming back. Transparent, the season 4 drops this week. I don't know if you've seen this; it's not quite super new. Also streaming. Did you see Ozarks on Netflix? That's really good.
But everyone's been talking about that.
Yeah, he's really good, and he directed it. And then right now I've been watching Narcos.
Oh, yeah. I feel like the Netflix series are killing it right now.
The one thing that I think has changed, and this has changed, I'd say, just in the last, three, I mean, what, House of Cards is 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
As the first one. But this idea, as much as I hate to say it, broadcast TV is my bread and butter. But this binging is a better way to watch. It's just a more satisfying way to watch.
I mean, it is painful to wait a week to watch the show that you're dying to see. And
right.
I agree. The previews I've seen for The Good Doctor, they look amazing. But I have loyalty to one doctor show and one doctor show only. That's Grey's
Anatomy. Is that Grey's or something else? Okay.
That's Grey's Anatomy. And I have been loyal for coming on 14 seasons. So if I'm going to watch this, it's going to need to really be, a winner.
Sure.
Here's what I want to know about Will and Grace coming back, because that is one that I watched. I feel like people get so excited about, the revamp, and I feel like it was the same with Gilmore Girls when they came out on Netflix, and everyone was, they were so excited, but most people I talked to were kind of disappointed by it. So I think that's always my fear when something so good comes back. Can it be as good, or has it lost
its... here's the thing, and I think that often these things equate to romance. So shortly after you started watching Grey's Anatomy, and a couple of years later, and you're in high school, and there's that, high school boyfriend or the quarterback of the, football team, whether you date him or not, and then everything goes away, and then you come back for a reunion, like a 5 or 10 year reunion.
Yeah.
And sometimes they've improved, but sometimes a lot of time has passed. So Will and Grace, I think those guys are youthful and talented and funny. But, gosh, is it 10 years? When was the last time it was on? It's been a long time.
It's been a while. That's what I'm saying. It'd almost be like the same thing if Friends came back. It's like would it be that great? Or does it, I mean, I'm rooting for it, but I kind of have that fear of, could it be as good as it once was?
And you know, that's the kind of thing where, like, okay, we think of our high school prom, but as a practical matter, as a grown woman now, you don't want to go back to your high school prom. You would be too old to attend your high school prom. You know, so that kind of thing. I don't know, but I tell you what, here, let me explain the theory behind all these reboots, reimaginations, reintroductions, etc. So we heard at the Emmys the other night, over 450 scripted series, which means even people who do this for a living like me and Amy to a degree, 450 scripted series, that means there are 300 shows we've never heard of.
Wow.
So, you know, how do you cut through the clutter? How do you not become one of those 300 shows? Well, if you're Will and Grace, I remember that.
Yeah,
if you're Baywatch, I remember that.
Yeah.
So the idea is that familiar titles at least breed some degree of recognition.
Totally. But it's like, and then you have the Disney remakes that are amazing. You have the Beauty and the Beast was almost identical to what the cartoon original was.
Right.
So.
Right. No, that's true. Another show, speaking of which, this is a good idea and it's kind of a sidebar to everything. So I think most people know the Archie comics, you know, or know the song Sugar Sugar by the Archies, but you kind of vaguely remember Archie.
Yeah.
So then here comes this show, Riverdale.
Oh, so good.
Which it's like, gee, I remember, didn't Archie live in Riverdale? And that's kind of it. And then they have really very successfully reimagined all those characters. And that's the best example to me where you took a property that's sort of existing and you made it a billion times better.
Everyone that's, I thought it was more of like a teen angsty kind of show, and everyone that's watching it is obsessed. My sister said,
well, you know,
it's
a sexy show. And what's interesting is that, you know, you've got all these, you know, younger people who are super hot. But those are like the hottest moms on TV. But, you know, if they were to do, like, when they did 90210 the second time, they didn't really bring back any of the originals. And, you know, they're bringing back Dynasty. And Grant Cho, who's in Melrose Place, will be part of that. But my guess is he's probably the oldest person on that show.
Well, okay, so my homework for myself is going to be Riverdale, and we will discuss that next time I talk to you. But thank you so much for calling in, giving us the scoop. I can't wait to hear from what everyone else is watching and see what they think.
All right, terrific, Becca. My pleasure.
Thanks, Sam.
Bye.
Okay, so who we just heard, Sam Rubin, is our TV expert. And now we go to our next expert, which is our medical expert, Dr. Jordan Smith.
Hello.
Hi, Jordan Smith.
Hi.
I mean, Dr. Smith.
Yes.
I prefer Dr. Smith personally.
Sure.
It feels like I'm talking to McDreamy. Mm-hmm. Are you considered the McDreamy of your hospital?
No,
you don't have to be modest. What?
Those are your words. Yeah.
I don't believe
those
it.
Are
how
your
many
words and maybe other people's words as you use those same words. But
have you ever used an on-call room for anything other than sleeping?
I have.
Okay, what's your specialty?
I'm a traumatologist. I take care of people who have been in car wrecks, fall off buildings.
I bet you have some stories.
Mm-hmm.
He's put like an entire body back together, right?
Everything except the internal organs and brain.
Wow. You're literally McDreamy.
And he's hot, too.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I Googled you. So I'm saying this. I saw you in scrubs, pink scrubs, and I'm pretty into it. So we have a situation. Amy, there is an actress. Her name's Kate Walsh, and she just recently revealed that she had a brain tumor. She had it removed, and she's fine. But Amy has now since come to the conclusion that she also has a brain tumor.
Because I'm forgetting words. I meant to say radio silent, and I said rocket scientist.
What are your medical thoughts on
this? All things being equal. Amy, I know I know how old you are.
What?
I'm literally telling you. I'm telling you, we all have this problem now.
You're saying it's like as you get older that these things start to happen?
Right.
Oh, that's so much better. You really scared us there.
God.
She's literally sweating right now.
Let's move on from me. Who else has a medical question while we're here?
Okay. I have like this kind of, sometimes when I breathe, it's like this tight feeling in my chest. And like if I stretch my shoulder blades back, I can feel it and it just feels tight.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
Oh. And is this brought on by something specific, as in a situation or something that's happening or an event, or is it just any time that you kind of put your shoulders back and stretch?
It's, you know, I travel a lot, so I don't know if it's from sitting on planes and just like bad posture. It could just be simple, like bad posture, but you know, while I have you here.
Mm-hmm. Do you have difficulty taking a deep breath?
No.
No? I forget, is marijuana legal in California?
Oh, yeah, it is.
It is. Okay, so you're fine. I guess I would probably just say use a vaporizer rather than just, you know, like a short pipe or something. I think a lot of people get that lung irritation, and sometimes that manifests with that. When you take a deep breath, you really feel it. So, yeah,
his voice is so hot. It's not even like he's a real doctor.
Edibles or a vaporizer pen.
This is literally the best doctor advice I've ever received.
No, I think it's the best you're going to get regarding that particular problem.
Okay. Well, maybe like when I come meet you in the on-call room, we can do a thorough examination. Just kidding. I don't know if you're married, but...
Not married, no.
Okay. Well, you know, this was a very informative conversation. I'm so happy to have you on as our medical expert. I don't know if you knew that you're our official medical expert now, so...
I've been promoted.
Yeah, we'll be doing weekly calls with you. So thank you so much for your time, and get back to the OR.
Very good. Have a lovely day.
Thanks. Same to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was... semi-embarrassing. I feel like we divulged a lot of information right there on a short
I wish
note.
You would have opened up about your parasite. I think you should tell the story.
But my parasite is for what is it called? Infectious disease specialist.
But he knows everything.
He is a trauma surgeon. He doesn't have time for small diseases.
He does.
No, he
tell
doesn't.
The people listening about your parasite.
I have a parasite. Well, I don't. I don't have a parasite. I haven't been diagnosed because I won't do the stool sample. I'm just like so scared of like a stool sample. Okay, I go to the doctor. I would say maybe I'm a hypochondriac myself, as we have discussed this. And I just have not been feeling 100%. And I do eat terribly, and I don't quite exercise or sleep as much as I should. However, instead of blaming it on that, I think I have a parasite. And so I go to the doctor, they run some blood tests, everything comes back normal as one would expect, except she gave me a stool sample where I have to poop in a plastic thing and then scoop it out and put it into a vial. And I haven't done it. It's just sitting, the kit is sitting in my room.
How long have you had it?
I think like 2 weeks. I at least have started feeling better, so I think my parasite's gone. It's like too even like intimate for me. I can't believe I'm talking about this right now. But here's the deal. There's nothing like the power of having to do a stool sample to make you, to heal you. I think I'm healed. I've been praying about it. It's miraculous. Healed. Moving on. Okay, so I'm going to Vegas this weekend. And I'm going with Ashley I and some other girls, and Peter is going to be there. And we all think we're going to have a crush on Peter. I don't know if it's going to be intense enough to cause problems, but we all definitely think he's very good looking and could potentially be our future husband, but it's not a big deal. So the question is, if you have friends that all have a crush on one guy, are you allowed to call dibs? And what are the boundaries, and how do you decide who gets the guy? I guess it also depends on if he's interested in any of us. He's all, sorry. I only like girls from Wisconsin. Okay, so we have Caitlin in Pennsylvania. Hi, Caitlin.
Hey, Becca.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing so well. So you've been in a situation where you've called dibs or needed to call dibs?
Yeah, but I honestly, like, I'm not all for that.
What do you mean?
I feel like... I don't know. Like, say somebody, like, one of their friends calls dibs, and then, like, the guy doesn't like them, then nobody gets them.
Oh, see, I totally agree with this. This has actually happened with one of my good friends, and she kind of claimed him before either of us really got to know him. And he ended up, he and I had, like, a connection, but I felt like I couldn't go there because she had kind of claimed him. So it's
right.
So you just don't think there should be dibs. It should be, like, let the guy decide.
Right, yeah. I would just leave it up to him. Because, like I said, like, I've been in that situation before, too. And then it's like, well, there's a wasted thing.
If a guy called dibs on you, but you were interested in his best friend, how would you handle that?
I don't really know. That's never happened to me. Never really been, like, fought over.
Well, I mean, it's going to happen soon after this. We're speaking it into the world.
Oh, I have a boyfriend, so hopefully not.
Just kidding. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Okay, so basically you're like, girl power, we'll let the guy decide, not going to make a big deal out of it.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know if I'll go with my friend, so it's all situational, I guess.
That's very true. Just like most of the topics we talk about are all situational.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in and giving me your opinion.
Absolutely.
I think I kind of agree with
Thanks
you on this
chatting.
One.
Oh, so glad.
Okay, next we have Bailey from Tyler, Texas, which is close to my hometown. Hey, Bailey, how are you?
Hi, Becca, how are you?
Hey, oh my gosh, I love the energy.
So I'm actually right here with my best friend, and I was like scrolling through Twitter, and I said, oh my gosh, Abby, if we like the same guy, like, could we call dibs? And she instantly was like, absolutely. So I think we both agreed that, like, if we both like the same guy, whoever called dibs first, like, it's all you.
So it's like shotgun in the car, whoever calls it first.
Yeah, like, exactly. That's exactly what it is, I think.
So what happens if the guy, like, what happens if you call dibs first, but then the guy's into your friend?
Oh, shoot. See, man, that's hard. Wow, I guess you just pass him on and be like, you know, I had my shot, but it's all you now.
See, that's a good, you know, that's when you know you're good friends. Because if you're like, okay, if it's not meant to be with him, then, and he wants you, then good luck. Good riddance.
You know, but, oh, it'd be so hard, especially if you think that he's good looking. But, yeah, I'd give him to my best friend.
That's so, you're such a good friend. Y'all are so lucky to have each other. Well, I always joke with Tanya, who's one of my really good friends, because we have the complete opposite taste in men. So there's never going to be a situation that I can think of where we're going to fight over a man. But I think most of my other friends, I typically like guys who are very obviously, you know, at least physically attractive. But I think a lot of times you call dibs, then you get to know them and you're kind of like, underwhelming.
Right, yeah. And it's not, like, as exciting as you first thought.
Right, and you're like, you can have them. And then they're like, I don't want them anymore. Yeah. You can have them. And then it's, like,
totally.
Dibs on how to get them to go away.
Right.
Well, thank y'all That's for calling awesome. In. I hope that never happens to y'all, because y'all seem to have a really good friendship.
We yeah. do, but thanks for answering and talking with us. We love you.
I love y'all. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye. All right, now we have Nina in Michigan. Hi, Nina.
Oh, my gosh, is this Becca?
It is Becca. Who'd you think you were calling?
Wait, I'm obsessed with you.
It's so weird.
I'm so excited to be talking to you.
I was literally just telling the crew how I was obsessed with Nina in Michigan, and then you called.
I was so excited. I'm so happy.
Yay. So what are your thoughts on the dibs thing?
So this is what I think personally. It really depends on the friendship you have with the friend who's calling dibs. But at the same time, I feel like, I don't know, it'd be pretty awkward for you to start dating someone your friend likes and vice versa. It really just depends on, like, the value and the quality of the friendship.
Yeah, and I also think it depends on top of that of, like, how much time have they spent together? Like, did they go on a few dates and they called dibs, or did they just meet at face-to-face for the first time and they called dibs? Like, what is the extent of their crush, I guess?
Right. Like, I feel like every situation is completely different. I actually had a friend who ended up dating a guy that I dated, and it just gets really awkward. And at that point, you end up, like, losing the friendship sometimes. So in that situation when you're, you know, I guess essentially calling dibs, it's hard. I mean, it just, I think it makes for a lot of awkward tension between you and your friends.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time I feel like unless there's just this undeniable thing between you and a guy and you're like, I've never felt this before, if your friend has a crush on him too, sometimes it's best to just take a step back and say, like, you know, let things happen how they're supposed to happen.
Exactly. Like, ultimately, you want to do what's best for your friend, and I'm sure your friend wants to do what's best for you. So sometimes it's best to just put personal feelings aside and be a good supportive friend.
So true. Got to be selfless.
Yes, of course.
Well, thank you.
Oh my gosh, Becca, I have to say, I love your podcast. I'm so happy you came out with one.
Thank you so much. It's so good to hear that. My mom listened to 45 minutes of it and then fell asleep, so I'm really happy to hear that.
Yes, and I honestly love it, and I think you're so relatable and so funny, so I'm really excited to hear the rest of them.
Well, thank you so much. Well, listen next week. You'll be on this one. For this
Yay! Awesome.
Well, thanks for calling in.
I love you.
I love you too. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, so I just want to say thank you to all the guests today. We had the adorable Lonnie from This Is Us. We had Sam Rubin, our TV expert from KTLA in Los Angeles. And we had Dr. Smith, who doesn't want to lip kiss me. So that's all in all a great scrubbing in with Becca Tilley. And we will be back next week, which is the best news ever. It's the Grey's Anatomy season premiere, which is 2 hours long. Are we ready for it? We're never ready for it. All right. And with that, we have Time of Death, 2:25 p.m.